Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 13 to 15. Enduring hatred from our own family for serving God. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 verses 27 to 29 like this. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who bore the ark, the singers, and Chenaanah, the music master with the singers. David also wore a linen ephod. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn, with trumpets and with cymbals, making music with stringed instruments and harps. And it happened as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David that Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw King David whirling and playing music, and she despised him in her heart. David had married Michal, the second daughter of Saul, at the beginning of his time of service in King Saul's court. Their relationship had been stormy, perhaps in part because David had spent at least 10 years in flight from her father. We can see that Michal had displayed strong emotions throughout her life. Initially, she fell into love with a young David who was young and good-looking. She was gifted to David as his wife by her father Saul as a reward for killing Goliath. But then David had to kill 200 more Philistines in order to marry her. Michal's love for her husband caused her to save his life when her father wanted to kill him. However, later on, Saul annulled their marriage and she was given away to Phalti as his wife. After David became the king of Israel, Michal was returned to David as his wife as per one of the conditions of David's peace agreement with Saul's general Abner. Michal was one of the few links remaining between David and the dynasty of Saul. She should have now lived happily, being content living with David as his wife and the queen of Israel. But what we see is that Michal ridicules David on account of his religious zeal. When Michal saw David worshipping God without any restraint, her love for David turns to hatred and she despised him in her heart. We need to understand that when we decide to serve and worship God, giving him the first place in our lives, we will be hated by even our own family members. Our Lord Jesus has prophesied the following will happen in our lives that we read in Matthew chapter 10 verses 21 and 22. That we read like this. Now brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end will be saved. Today, let us make a commitment to serve and follow the purposes of God in our lives, even loving God over and beyond the hatred of our own family members. It is when we put God first in our lives, like King David, that we will be truly rewarded in the end. Let us pay attention to what our Lord Jesus Christ has declared, which we read in Matthew chapter 10 verses 34 to 39 like this. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it.